My Last Lie, written by Ella Drummond and read by Susanna Hampton.
Prologue. No more boring corporate drinks parties, Theo said. I promise. And that's one of the reasons I love you, I said, pinching my husband's bottom. You never expect me to be anything other than who I am. Just as well, really, he teased, giving my hand a gentle squeeze. I know how you hate these events. I do, and now I'm going home. I'm tired, and this one is kicking the hell out of me. I stroked my rounded stomach lightly. I was 8 months pregnant, and on a hot July evening, the only place I wanted to be was sitting at home with my feet up. He tried to snatch the keys from my grasp. I'll drive. No, I said, determined not to give in. He was always trying to look after me. Tonight, I needed time alone to think. You stay and chat to your CEO. You've only recently been made a partner. It's too early for you to leave. He went to argue, but I kissed the tip of my index finger and placed it on his lips to stop him. I'll be fine. I'll see you at home. If you're sure, he frowned thoughtfully. I shook my head and laughed. What could possibly happen between here and our cottage? I got into the car, waving at him, before driving away between the huge entrance pillars. He looked so handsome and content. My heart ached to think that I could shatter his world if he discovered my secret. Determined to push aside my demons, I turned on the radio and hummed along to George Michael's Careless Whisper. The lanes were quiet, as I had expected them to be on such a pleasant summer evening. The hedgerows, now a little overgrown, brushed against the sides of the car. The salty air from the nearby beach filled the inside of the car, dispelling my troubled thoughts. My almost perfect life. I had everything I'd ever wanted. Soon, Theo and I would be a family rather than just a couple. We couldn't wait. A rabbit darted out of a hedge and into the road. I slammed on the brakes, shaken but relieved to have narrowly avoided it. I turned up the radio and drove on. I could see our driveway up ahead and smiled. I'd soon be able to kick off these shoes and relax. A silver 4x4 drew up to the yellow line linking a lane to the road. I slowed slightly, expecting him to reduce his speed. My heart lurched as he glanced to his left, but not towards me coming from his right. It dawned on me that he hadn't seen me. He accelerated across the yellow line, slamming into the side of my car, forcing it sideways across the road and up onto a grassy bank. Finally, the car at a standstill, I gazed around me, attempting to gather my wits. Cradling my stomach, I felt the baby kick, relaxing instantly. We were fine. The driver ran towards me, shouting. I strained to hear him, unable at first to make out what he was trying to say. Shit, I'm so sorry, he yelled as he came closer. I didn't see your car. I went to unclip my seatbelt, opening my mouth to reassure him. But before I could, my car slipped several feet to the right. Stunned, I peered out of my window at a scrawny privet hedge. Peering through the twigs, I noticed that my car was teetering over the edge of a much lower garden. My heart pounded. I scrambled to climb across to the passenger seat. I had to get out. I struggled to release my seatbelt, fumbling uselessly in my desperation. I stared at the ashen-faced man hurrying to my car. Please help me, I screamed, terrified. He reached for the passenger door, and for a split second, I thought everything was going to be fine. Holding my breath, I watched the tips of his fingers graze the door handle just as the car slipped again, and the hedge gave way.